afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 30th, 2012. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to stand here and thank you for your mercy and your grace. I pray for the staff and the elected officials, those overseas that's protecting our democracy. Pray for everyone in this courtroom. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Say the pledge in unison. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order today, and we're going to begin our agenda with item B under County Commissioners, which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing the city of Taylor Landing. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Bloom, would you like to come up to the podium? I just want to note that the city of Taylor Landing is one of two cities in the state of Texas that were nominated as finalists by the National Civic League for the All-American City Award, the other city being Fort Worth. I understood that y'all were a gut cinch to win it until they found out that Judge Sanderson lived out there.
Thank you,
Judge.
Thank you.
So you've got a lot of representatives here today. I got to meet Miss Green and Miss Green downstairs. I see Barbara, and it's a pleasure for us to have you here today. And I'll just let you talk, and then Commissioner Weaver is going to read the actual proclamation.
Thank you very much, Judge. Commissioners, we appreciate the opportunity of being here and representing the city of Taylor Landing. I'd like for our delegation today to stand up. At least you can see these people that we live out here on the bayou, and we enjoy living out there. Thank you. As the judge mentioned, in 11, we were one of the finalists that went to Kansas City with a delegation of six people in order to represent Taylor Landing with some of the projects, the three things that were required, the problems that we had to deal with getting incorporated, dealing with FEMA, the hurricanes, and et cetera. Also dealing with youth and the community projects and the volunteerism that we have in Taylor Landing. Now, we were not a winner, but we were classified as the first runner-up. So we were very proud of that, and we were proud because we had to compete against people that brought the 82nd Airborne in full colors. We had to deal with people that brought 50 buses and the entire band from Indiana. And we had to deal with people that had thousands of dollars revitalizing places downtown for different needy people. And so we were six people with a brand new city. So we have objectives and goals to go back in the future once we can complete some more of the projects that we want. But the purpose today is to show the quilt that is our week of deliverance to be able to show to the communities. And as you can see, guess which one is the most beautiful quilt section out there. And I'd like to actually mention that Carol Taylor here lives just outside the city limits of Taylor Landing is the one that actually made that for us. And we are keeping the quilt now for the rest of the week, and we'll have it in various locations at the Port Arthur Library tomorrow, running it all day, then Southeast Regional Planning Commission, and then we'll have a social event for all the interested people in the community to come by and see it. And then this will be retired up in Colorado for the next year. But the volunteerism that we have in our community is very highly on the top list of things that we have in our community. And I'd like to say, does anybody in there would like to mention something about what we do? Okay.
No pressure.
Well, Judge, Commissioners, Mr. Boone and your delegation, it's my honor to read this proclamation. Recognizing the city of Taylor Landing, whereas Taylor Landing, Texas was incorporated on September 19, 2005, is a diverse community of approximately 228 people. And whereas Taylor Landing, within its first 3 years of incorporation, has been impacted by five hurricanes, the first of which was Hurricane Rita, a tropical storm, three mandatory evacuations, and whereas Taylor Landing has been named by the National Civic League as one of the 26 finalists across the United States, one of only two cities named in Texas for the 2011 All-American City Award, and whereas Taylor Landing has been named a finalist due to overcoming three challenges, including reconstruction of its sewer treatment system, establishing the emergency response capability to comply with federal and state emergency planning requirements, and placing a particular focus on its children, not only in a daily life, but also during extreme disruptive times. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim that the city of Taylor's Landing is recognized for its outstanding accomplishments through the leadership of Taylor Landing's mayor, two commissioners, city clerk, public works director, and enormous volunteer efforts by its citizens. Signed this day by Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners. Thank y'all.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I remember you had, let's see, y'all incorporated, and a couple of days later you were hit by Rita, and then I think, Judge, when you were building your house, you had to build it again because y'all got so much water in it during the night. But, y'all got a great community out there, and your esprit de corps is certainly something that's noted by the rest of the county, and that's a beautiful design, Ms. Taylor. I thought it was an egret, but Ms. Green told me it was a heron, so. Oh, it is an egret. Okay. Okay, well, it's beautiful in any event. Thank you all for being here today, and congratulations to you for this wonderful award. And next, we're going to move to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for AOA security improvement, Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is no bids received on RSA grading and runway marking replacement at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is to approve specifications for a term contract for elevator maintenance and repair for Jefferson County. And item D is to approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for an invitation for bids for Jefferson County Courthouse interior masonry restoration Phase 4 with Lang Brothers, Inc. in the amount of $37,810, and that's for the 317th District Courtroom Restoration Project. We have a motion on those items.
Make a motion.
Sir. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Question, and I guess it may go to you, Deb. On this last one, our D, have we did this a couple of times? Or is it? Okay, it just took a little while before it.
We tabled it once, didn't we?
Is that what happened?
I think so.
I think
okay.
We tabled.
Okay. 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 Is this group from Texas or are they outside of Texas? A little, okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back under County Commissioners, item A for the burn ban can be tabled. We've already handled item C. Item D is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file a haul route agreement for TransCanada Keystone Pipeline Construction Group. Do I have a motion on that item?
C.
Judge, we need to add C.
And C is to hear a presentation from Senator Parker regarding the Port Arthur Tax Reinvestment Zone. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I would ask you to, and Mr. Belvin is here too. Mr. David Belvin is here. If you you'll just...
Judge and Commissioners, I'm Carl Parker, and with me is David Belvin, and he's got a handout. We've given the judge a nice color copy of this, but there's another copy here if we can pass it out to the other members of the court. Gentlemen, what we're here today to ask you is to consider joining with other taxing entities of Jefferson County and Port Arthur in establishing a tax reinvestment zone. This zone would include the property from 7th Street to the Ship Channel, from Houston Avenue to Lake Charles Avenue. Lake Charles Avenue is the avenue that just borders Lamar, Port Arthur. This is not a complete answer to the woes of downtown Port Arthur, but it is a tool that we hope will be key in trying to revitalize the downtown area of Port Arthur. The big slick thing that the judge is holding is one concept of things we would like to do to improve the downtown area of Port Arthur. Hopefully, when we get through, it'll look like Calder Avenue looks now, if you've been down there. The concept here would be that the valuations in that particular area would be frozen. And any additional development there, the tax on the added increment of development would be put in a separate category to be used for infrastructure in that zone. Now, to assure you that you're not going to lose anything, I bet you nobody on this court can tell me how much money is raised by all the tax on all the property in that zone today. It's It's $32,000, and half of that goes to the school district of Port Arthur. So it's not going to cost you any money, and it's almost certain to increase the value of property, taxable property in that area. We have a half a dozen indications from private business that they would expand their business if they were sure that we were committed to redeveloping that particular area. The way this thing works is that the county and other taxing entities have an opportunity, if you approve it, to put a representative on a board not to exceed 15 members. We'll have a, later this month or early next month, we will have a public hearing in Port Arthur at which your representative can appear, and hopefully if you've approved it, you can name whoever you want to serve on the TIF board. As I said, it's not an end-all, be-all, but in conjunction with the Port Arthur Economic Development Corporation and the City of Port Arthur and a couple of private developers that have expressed the willingness to join the effort, it eventually will give the county more taxable property that you can levy on. If it's not developed, it would expire on its own in 2 years. If it is developed, it could last as long as 30 years. We don't anticipate longer than 10 years, though. So we would certainly request that the county vote to, that you vote for the county to join the effort in this TIF, along with Port Arthur and the other four taxing entities in the county. We'd be happy to, if you have any hard questions, David will answer them.
Senator, it's not a hard question, but we're talking about you saying that the time frame would be from 2 years to 30 years?
It's possible, but it would only be 30 years if we had some tremendous development that it took that long to get complete the development. We don't anticipate it'll be anything like that. We think whatever's done will be done in between 2 and 10 years at the most.
Senator, just a point of correction on the proposal. Check the Jefferson County tax rate. It's stated wrong in your proposal.
The what?
Jefferson County tax rate is stated incorrectly in the proposal.
Well, I apologize for that.
That's okay.
We'll correct it. What is it?
36 and a half.
We'll correct that.
Thank you.
And if you would, go ahead and correct it, pen and ink now, and we'll correct the rest of them.
It's on page 10 and 12 is where I noticed it.
Any other comments?
Yes, Senator Parker, I want to say thank you because we need something to try and stimulate downtown Port Arthur. Port Arthur State College, Lamar State College, has been a godsend to that area. I believe that's the latest development. You know, it's growing so fast that I hope we can even expand even further. And the only way we're going to get growth in downtown Port Arthur is to bring people. So this will try and at least get some workers, get college students to stay there, spend money downtown. And I appreciate your effort as well as Port Arthur and the EDC efforts. Because something's got to be done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator, we'll have to, we don't have an action item on the agenda to join today, so we'll have to put an action item on. If you'd, wouldn't mind providing my office with the suggested language that's been taken used by other governmental entities. And then we'll try to get it on there for next week. I've already had extensive discussions with Mr. Bieber at the appraisal district about the effect of these.
Right.
Felt comfortable after those discussions with him.
Very good. If there's any other information that you decide to need after today, well, just contact me or David, and we'll provide you anything that we can, and we'll provide you the language for next meeting.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for getting us in early. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for engineering for additional cost in the amount of $820. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for engineering for additional cost for gasoline in the amount of $5,000. Item C is to consider and approve budget transfer for the district attorney for additional cost for insurance? Okay, I thought we were taking the books out of law library fund.
We can go ahead and move it now.
Okay. Okay, books and court costs in the amount of $14,000. Item D is consider and approve budget transfer just to the Peace Precinct 2 for additional costs for office supplies for $83. Item E is to consider and approve budget transfer for Port Arthur maintenance for additional costs for cooling and heating in the amount of $3,000. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 369494 through 369693. Do they have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is considering possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of September 2012. Have a motion on that item.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
This question, is this the normal time that we would do this, Sheriff? Because this oh, well, there you go, Shane. It looked like it's a light list again, and I was wondering. It's nothing but about 10 pages, and I noticed.
Yeah, we've got 40 properties on this one, Commissioner. These are specific properties that the city of Beaumont or the city of Port Arthur have brought to us where they have interested buyers. One of the things that we sometimes look at is we build up an interested buyers list, and after we get through the legal process and all of the abstracting, if we know that we can get these properties moved out, we're trying. You're seeing more sales right now. There's sales that we're inserting in between our regularly scheduled ones where we have 80 to 100 properties because we're getting more property out there and more people are showing some interest and we're turning them over. And so this is one of those.
It's interested properties, so basically that's back taxes and somebody's showing interest.
That's
but
right.
The taxpayer or the owner has an opportunity still to get that property.
Oh, always.
Is it closed?
It's never closed. Until the only time it actually closed, including after an auction, if it, for example, somebody can come in the day of a sale and pay. And as a matter of fact, on an auction that we had in April, a person in California FedExed a payment that FedEx actually messed up and got to us the day after the sale but was dated appropriately. Mm-hmm. We actually had to go back and get that property from the person that had bought it at the auction. And then there's a two-year period by which people can get their homesteads back if those are auctioned off. And we, in fact, we did two redemptions last week for a much older sale that had been done during that redemption period.
Well, I just noticed that it wasn't a normal amount, and it was concerned. I was wondering what was going on.
This is an interim sale. This is one of those ones we're doing sales so frequently now to try to get this property moving. And we've got a lot of people that are beginning to step up and say that they're interested. And we're just trying to clear a lot of backlog from the past.
Are there any structures on any of this property, or is it just clear property?
Instructions, you mean as far as deed restrictions go?
No, I mean for as demolition issues.
Are there structures on the properties, or are they all just lots?
Some are structures and some are lots. Some are structures that are dilapidated, some are just, you know, they might be okay. It really depends. The person that is interested in purchasing or any prospective bidder is the one that has to make that determination, unless a city uses a health and safety code condemnation, and then that changes the legal process a little bit, and we go from there as well.
Yeah, and that's why I asked, because I know the city of Port Arthur's trying to acquire property to build homes on it, and all that ties back into the Hurricane Ike round two.
That's right, funding. Commissioner. As a matter of fact, we're going to be having another sale. The sale you approved a few weeks ago, that was a very small sale. That is specifically someone who has come in under an effort that the city of Port Arthur is making with my office and with our law firm to identify that Port Arthur has a lot of 25-foot wide lots that you can't build anything on under today's codes. So they are working with us to identify side-by-side 25-foot wide lots in conjunction with private investors who come in and say, we're going to build a home there, we're going to build a convenience store, whatever it may be. And so there's about a dozen properties in Port Arthur next month that an investor has come in and said, we want to buy these and start helping to redevelop. And in conjunction with something like what Senator Parker presented earlier today, right, there's some real hope for old Port Arthur.
Yeah, and I want to appreciate, thank you for working with Port Arthur on the Hurricane Ike funding for round one.
Absolutely.
To try and get people in those homes, because a lot of times people, because of the industrial buffer zones and different things, people having to move, but when they find a lot that's conducive to the homes that they're building, you've been up front with us and appreciate your work with you and Clayton.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, we're going to table item B for a week. Item A is to execute, receive, and file pipeline permit to Goldstone Oil Corporation to bore three lines that will handle one gathering system at Brush Island Road and County Line Road. That project is located in precinct number 3. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Are they required to get a permit, Mr. O'Reilly? I mean, not a permit, but a bond.
Commissioner, there is a bond that goes along with this permit. Right. But I would caution your precinct superintendent to follow this closely. If he sees any action going on out there that needs to be taken care of, he needs to get with that company immediately.
And one thing I want, since the sheriff is here, sheriff, when my superintendent gets with the company, sometimes we need enforcement. I know we have a weight and measure truck, but we need to follow them closely, because we're starting to kind of train them to go get the bonds now, but we still need to enforce it. So I appreciate this. So my superintendent needs to call the sheriff, or deputy.
Well, if he sees they're overweight, he probably needs to contact the company and talk to them about it. If that doesn't get any results, he needs to get a hold of the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
But there is a $15,000 bond already in the permit.
Right. Okay. So if the company doesn't respond, we're gonna contact the sheriff.
Judge, on item B, can somebody amend a motion to put a hold on check number 369669?
Okay.
We'll just hold it till that clears.
Can we amend that motion to put a hold on that check referenced by the auditor? Motion moved by Commissioner Weaver. Do I have a second? Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we'll take that check up again next week. And I neglected, whenever I was introducing everyone from Taylor's Landing, to mention that Constable James Trahan is here. He was in his precinct out there, and he was here to support him. And thank you for being here today, Constable. And is there any other item that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.